Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, let's talk about those just released March WASDE numbers.
Well, there wasn't really any surprises to the numbers, but let's go through each one of them. You look at, for the United States, for wheat, the analysts thought or projected that we'd have 1,135,000,000 bushels. It came in at 1,129,000,000, right at that estimate. And really no change from last month. You look at corn, the analyst said 2.317 billion bushels. It came in at 2.30, right at that estimate, and about the same as last month. With the soybeans, if there's any surprise, this is probably where it is. They were expecting 418 million. It came in at 435. That's about 15 million bushels above last year.
As we know, prices are relatively low. Let's look at some of the reasons how we got to this point.
Well, I've been looking at that. And if you look at the world production, go back 9 years, we were at 22.5 billion bushels in 07. Last year was over 27 billion bushels. You look at consumption, the good news is consumption's increased, but we produced about over 400 million bushels each year for the last 9 years, more than we consumed. Now, if you look at world yields, our harvested acres, they've increased marginally since 2007, but look at the last 4 years of U.S. average bushels. At 2007, it was 42 bushels an acre. That was a record. In 2013, it was 48 bushels. 2014, 49 bushels. 15, 49 bushels. And 2016, 50 bushels. So you've seen world yield per acre go from 42 to 50 in the last 9 years. You haven't seen that in the United States, and that's why we have record production, and that's why we have low prices.
So as we look ahead a little bit at the 17-18 marketing year, what are the production expectations looking like?
Well, for the United States, we're looking at going from about 2.3 billion down to 1.8, 1.9 billion. If you look at the world, they're 27 billion. It might fall off to 26.5, but not much. The big decline in production is going to be in the United States, maybe Australia, but you're looking at the former Soviet Union countries, other countries around the world, they're not going to cut back very much.
And then with all that in mind, your price expectation?
Well, right now the market's offering $3.90. I've been calling for $4.25. That's assuming that we have test weight and protein. I think if it's managed properly, we can get that. Later in the year, if we could have lower yields around the world, we could see 4.50 or 5. But right now I'm looking at averaging for the year around 4.25.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.